Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Romans 3. Let's look at Romans 3 and you'll see what I'm talking about a little bit. Romans 3, verse 19. Watch this out of the Amplified Bible. Now we know that whatever the law of Moses says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that the excuses of every mouth may be silenced from protesting, and that all the world may be held accountable to God and subject to his judgment. That's under the law. Verse 20. For no person will be justified, freed of guilt and declared righteous in God's sight, in his sight, by trying to do the works of the law. No one will be declared righteous or declared clean by doing the works of the law. And he says, for through the law, we become conscious of sin. And the recognition of sin directs us toward repentance, but provides no remedy. No remedy. Everyone say, no remedy.
No remedy.
For what? For sin. The law was not a remedy for you not to sin. What the law did was expose the sin. That's what it did. And we could not fulfill that law. That's why Jesus came without spot nor blemish. Behold the Lamb of God. He came to fulfill the law because he was the only perfect person on the planet. He was tempted in all points like you and me. Everything. Every single thing we are tempted in, he was tempted in. And yet was without sin. Without sin. That was a big defeat for the devil. Big defeat for the devil. He was without sin. Praise God. Galatians 2. So can you see that there's no remedy from the law for sin? Absolutely nothing. That's why every other religion on the planet, what do they do about the sin? It's all works. What do they do about the sin? Only one religion, the God, died for the person. No other religion. So what do they do with the sin? If they're confessing that their God is such a holy, righteous God, which they do, he's God, so he's got to be holy and righteous. What do they do about the sin? How do you get into his presence if the sin's not taken care of? Do you see that? Galatians 2, verse 16, from the Amplified again. Look what it says here. Yet we know that a man is not justified and placed in right standing with God by works of the law, but only through faith in God's beloved Son, Jesus, Christ Jesus. You can't be justified through the works of the law. You can't read enough Bible. You can't pray enough prayers. You can't go to enough seminary. You can't do anything enough. You can't lead enough people to Jesus and expect that to get you into heaven. There are certain religions, like the Jehovah's Witness, for instance, you've got to read a certain amount of books. And only a certain amount of people are getting into heaven. You understand? There are restrictions and restraints and bondage in anything else that's not of Jesus Christ. There's a freedom in this. There is such a freedom in Jesus. I'm serious. There's a freedom. And I was one of those crazies. If I didn't fast on a Wednesday many years ago, if I didn't fast on a Wednesday, well, how could I expect them? I was doing the works. If I didn't read X amount of Bible, oh, woe was me. I was so involved in religion, man-made thinking. And then when I found out that it's not my works, it's Jesus' works. Whoa. So I stopped looking at my bad and I started to look at his good. And that changed my life. Really, that did. That brought me a freedom. Brought a great freedom. Now you want to read the Bible. You want to do things because you're so free. There's not that forcing you. Have you ever been forced to do something? How many of you enjoyed that? Right? I tell you what. I tell people I was a drug addict because I was drugged to Sunday church every Sunday by my parents. They drugged me there whether I wanted to go or not. It was a church, right? And I hated it. And the minute I became of age, I broke away from the church. I just stopped. I left church. I left the church. Yeah, your pastor. I left the church because I was forced to do something that was anti, and I was just told, thou shalt not, you better not, and if you do, that's all I was told. And then all of a sudden, I started to hear, for God so loves you Jesus gave his life for you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you a more abundant life. I started thinking, now hold on, I'm a little bit confused. Which is the God I'm going to follow? The one that's restrictive with restraints and beating you with a whip, or the one that loves you into heaven? He loves you into, the Bible says it's the goodness of God that draws and attracts mankind. Right? And so the freedom came. So now listen to this. Here's a footnote in this Amplified. It says here, being justified is a legal or judicial declaration of righteousness. Justification has two parts. Being justified, right? Being declared, number one, being declared free of blame, acquitted of sin, not guilty. Believers are justified because Jesus Christ personally assumed the guilt for our sins on the cross. That's a footnote in the Amplified translation. All right? Being declared free of blame, acquitted of sin, not guilty. Believers are justified because Jesus Christ personally assumed the guilt for our sin on the cross. He paid our price. He paid the price we should have paid, right? He paid it. And the second part, it says here, God declares the person righteous, that he is placed in a position of right standing with him. He declares that person who's received Jesus, washed by his blood, he declares him righteous. He declares that person righteous, that he's placed in a position of right standing with him. A person may not be made righteous by his personal behavior, no matter how good, or by the declaration of any other human being. See, religion will tell you, you got to go and a man will make you okay. Only Jesus can make you okay. Are you with me? Amen. And so I think it's, I'm excited about that. Can you imagine? I remember in church, I'd go to like, go and confess my sins, and I'd spend the weekend repentance. I mean, like the whole weekend saying so many prayers. It didn't mean anything to me. It was an act. It was a traditional religious belief that was in my life. And there was so much bondage. And I'd be sitting in the church praying and praying and praying, Pastor John, and praying and praying and praying, because I had like, you know, this much. Because I was a very vibrant young lad. I enjoyed life to its fullest. Amen. The only one out of six children that went to a Catholic boarding school. Only one out of six kids. Tells you something about your pastor. I've always had a good outlook on life. I've always been up about life. Do you understand? And so I had all of this bondage in my life. And my friends were outside playing. I was inside praying. They were playing. I was praying. I hated it. There was no freedom in it. And it took a long time before God could get through. Get past that. You know, that traditional religious thinking, it took a long time hammering and hammering and hammering. And I remember God witnessing to me for a solid year, man of God, for a solid year, every single day, God was just beating on that brain that had that hard shell around all the people I had in my heart behind bars that I had unforgiveness towards. Going to church, confessing, but unforgiveness towards half the country. They were all in prison. And God was beating on the prison doors, beating on the brain, beating until the Bible says, I love it. The Bible says, Psalm 119, verse 125 says, the entrance of your word brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. And this man was bringing the word every single day, bringing the word to me. And eventually popped in some light there and brought understanding to the simple. And I got born again. And then it was still a work to get free. It took me a year before I do that in church. It took me another year before I tithe. It took time. But God was working. It was a process in my life. It was a process that I had to go through. You understand? And many of us have been the same way. And we have to rest in Christ. It's He that did it. Amen. Or oh me, but something. Okay, verse, the second part of that verse, B, watch here. And even we as Jews, that's talking about them now, have believed in Jesus Christ so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. You can't work it. You can't earn a place. It's not by works of the law. It's by believing in Jesus Christ. Started with the Jews, went to the Gentiles. Praise God. Amen. By observing the law, no one will ever be justified. Ever. by observing the law, no one will ever be justified because we're born with a sinful nature. Our father and mother that produced us had that taint in their life from disobeying God. And everyone born from there had that same thing in their life. Everyone. So even if I was able to obey each and every law, I could not have because I had a sinful spirit. Jesus, born of a virgin by the Holy Spirit. There's the difference. There's the difference. Come on now. This will give you more love for Jesus Christ. An understanding, amen. Galatians 3, go with me to Galatians 3. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. Galatians 3, verse 10. Watch what he says here. But if you choose to live in bondage, under the legalistic rule of religion, you live under the law's curse. What does Galatians 3, 13 say? Say. Christ has redeemed us from what? From the curse of the law. Hello? Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Yes. Being made a curse for us and hanging on a tree. Yes. Amen? So Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Look what he says here. But if you choose to live in bondage under the legalistic rule of religion, you live under the law's curse. Yes. Wow. It's bondage to try to be good. It's bondage to try to do everything right. It's horrible. You got to have the Holy Spirit in your life with the grace of God helping you. And when you make a boo-boo, you go to Romans 8:1. When you sin, you go to Romans 8:1. You get under the blood first, you go to Romans 8:1. And he says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who are not under the law, there's no condemnation. There's freedom in that. There's freedom in that. Amen. For it is clearly written, utterly cursed is everyone who fails to practice every detail and requirement that is written in this law. Woo! And that's in Deuteronomy 27, 26. You had to obey every single legalistic demand of the actual law. Now, the law in itself is not bad. The law is good. The law shows the standard and the character of a loving God, how pure he is. The law was bad for us because it revealed the sin in our life and the devil used it against us. He used that against us. But Jesus, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for God. Thank God. Just thank God. Amen. Praise hallelujah. Okay, verse 11. Now watch here. For the scriptures reveal, and it is obvious that no one achieves the righteousness of God by attempting to keep the law. For it is written, those who have been made holy will live by faith. Other translations say the just or justified will live by faith. Amen. Justified. Someone said it this way once. When I received Jesus, it's just as if I'd never sinned. Right. I'm telling you, we got a lot to praise God for. Yes. We truly have. My goodness. Amen. But just a couple of important questions, and I'm going to try to finish at least half of this. Does not being under the law mean that Christians are lawless? Does it mean that there is no governing influence or authority in our lives? A lot of people take this grace to mean that. It does not. Does not being under the law mean that believers have no moral restraints or ethical guidelines whatsoever? I'm not under the law, so there's no moral restraints. I don't have to walk with ethical guidance and all be, you know, ethical in my life. And I've got to have a good character. Doesn't mean I can just live like the devil and go to heaven. It does not mean that. Not living under the law. Amen. And we've got to get to that and believe it, because there are other places where God talks about the law.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located